we have our first two Champions League quarter-finalists. A rampant RB Leipzig knock out last season's beaten finalists, Tottenham.
In towards Schick, Tyler Adams tries to get his shot away, strong challenge, oh, and it's Stunton. It is 3-0 right at the finish, he's just come on, first touch I think for Emil Forsberg, and he's lasted in. Leipzig lead 3-0 on the night, 4-0 on aggregate.
In their debut season, Atalanta blast past Valencia with the help of their sensational Slovenian.
And here's Ilicic, left footed to make it 4-3 Atalanta on the night, his fourth goal of the game, and the Italian side now lead 8-4 on aggregate.
We discuss Nagelsmann's brilliance, Mourinho's misery, and why you can trust Josip Ilicic with your life after a historic night in the UEFA Champions League. Welcome along to the official UEFA Champions League podcast with myself, Chris Parrott. We now know our first two quarter-finalists this season. Leipzig beating Tottenham 4-0 on aggregate and Atalanta joining them in the last eight after a frankly ridiculous 4-3 win at Valencia to go through 8-4 on aggregate. What a tie that was. It is the first time both clubs have made it through to the Champions League quarter-finals. That's never happened before that we've had two teams like that in the same season. I'm joined by commentator Phil Blacker, who was watching Leipzig against Spurs, and Joe Shannon was watching that balmy game at the Mestalla. Firstly, gents, your three-word match reports, please. Phil Blacker.
I will go with nerves, what nerves.
Very nice.
Does that count, using the same word twice?
I'm going to have to check, actually. No. We'll come back to you at the end of the podcast, if not. But I think, for me, it's fine anyway. But Danny's producing. He can be a stickler for the rules, so we'll have to check with that. Joe, Three words.
I might be asking similar questions to Phil, because I've got to simply say goals, goals, goals.
That is a one-word match report. I'm not sure about that, actually. Kevin Hatchard, the European football expert, is alongside myself. Personally, Phil's is fine, Joe's isn't.
Well, that's harsh, maybe. you can use it for emphasis three times. I think that's okay. I just go for Spurs totally overwhelmed.
Oh, I like that. Okay, fine. All three of you have had your go. Fortunately, I don't have to come up with one, because I wouldn't have a clue. We're going to start with our look back on Tuesday's action with the match in Germany. Leipzig took on Tottenham at the RB Arena. They had a 1-0 advantage from the first leg.
Sabitzer will have a hit. Oh, no, score. Lloris going down to his right, got his hand to it, but couldn't keep it out. And the aggregate lead is doubled already by Leipzig. It's their skipper, Marcel Sabitzer, with the effort from the edge of the area. Too much power on it for Hugo Lloris. And Tottenham's task just got even tougher already with 10 minutes of the second leg play.
Well, it's so far so good for Leipzig here, certainly. And they come forward again with Van Helenio. Cuts back the cross from the byline. Oh, Sabitzer's there again to head in. It's 2-0 on the night. It's 3-0 Leipzig on aggregate.
Plenty in support of the attack led here by Angelino in towards Schick. Tyler Adams tries to get his shot away. Strong challenge. Oh, and it's Stunton. It is 3-0 right at the finish. He's just come on. First touch, I think, for Emil Forsberg. And he's lasted in. Leipzig lead 3-0 on the night. 4-0 on aggregate. They are through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League for the very first time in only their second season in this competition.
Amazing. Celebrations at the end were wonderful to see at a packed out RB Arena. We have two new teams, as I mentioned, in the quarterfinals. But Leipzig's story, Kevin Hatchard, is amazing. They were only formed in 2009, which is kind of difficult to get your head around. Now we're talking about them being a quarterfinalist in the Champions League.
They started life in the fifth division, Chris, and they've only been in the Bundesliga for four seasons now. This is only their second campaign in the Champions League, but they are a club that's made big strides on a consistent basis. So last season, for example, got to the DFB Cup final, which is Germany's major domestic cup competition, lost to Bayern, but learnt a lot from that. They learnt a lot from their first season in the Champions League, I think, as well. Had some good performances, but also some naive mistakes. And I think the thing that's important to remember is that Julian Nagelsmann, it's his first season at the helm, but he's learnt from the competition, because he was in it last season with Hoffenheim. He lost that playoff before that against Liverpool, never actually got to the group stage, but learned from the Europa League that season. And he has been getting better and better at managing games. And I think that's what stood out tonight, that this is a Leipzig team that was able to hit Spurs hard early on. And then when the game was won, even though they did still try and score goals, they had that control. And considering how many young players they have in the team, there's a lot of maturity on show.
Yeah, a young team with a young coach who's only 32 years old. And as you mentioned then, loads of players in and around 2021. They look like seasoned old campaigners, Phil, not just tonight, but also for large parts of the first leg, actually, in London against Tottenham as well. That's mightily impressive. And you don't always see that when teams come into the last 16 for the first time.
No, and particularly a side that have achieved so much in such a short space of time. I think what's admirable and impressive about how they've done it is, you know, they haven't just thrown money around and bought ready-made superstars and bought their way to the top. There's a structure in place. They develop their own talent. They have a scouting structure. They know that the type of players that they want, they then bring them in and improve them. Number of the side that have made the quarterfinals of the Champions League were with the club when they were promoted to the Bundesliga and have come up, I think, through the ranks. That structure is impressive, and it's the structure on the field as well. I think everybody knew their jobs, and they weren't, as you mentioned, daunted at all by the occasion. They didn't let that get to them. They did what they set out to do. Everybody knew where they should be and when they should be there. And because of that, Tottenham, for all their desire to get forward and try and throw caution to the wind and get a way back into the game, they never really looked like doing that because they weren't afforded the space to do that. And Leipzig have to deserve real credit. So it's the structure of the football club and the structure that Nagelsmann in particular has put in place on the field that is so impressive, and the primary reason why they are where they are as quickly as they are.
If you look at all the areas of the Leipzig team, they all functioned really, really well. The space between the wing-backs and the wide centre-backs was perfect pretty much all night. They closed down those passing lanes in midfield. Konrad Leimer and Marcel Sabitzer played with great energy. Sabitzer obviously got the first two goals. So terrific all-round display from him. Patrick Schick worked really hard as a reference point. Not his best game in terms of looking dangerous in front of goal, but he worked ever so hard. And Timo Werner and was a constant threat. Christopher Nkunku played a role that was slightly different to what we're used to seeing from him. He almost was the kind of admin guy in midfield. He was just moving the ball and just keeping Tottenham guessing. But you look at the Tottenham team, almost nothing worked. I mean, defensively, the first two goals, there are so many errors. The first, Alderweireld is too aggressive trying to win it. Then Eric Dier's too passive. He steps away. And then nobody really reacts to the loose ball apart from Sabitzer. And then Hugo Lloris should really save it. And then for the second goal, it's a mistake from Aurier on a long ball. They can't react. Angelino's cross is a really good one. Sabitzer arriving at pace, and everybody again in a Tottenham shirt is stood still. And they were never really able to recover from that, even though the way Leipzig played did give them some opportunities. But every time Dele Alli made a clever run, he wasn't found with the right pass. Every time there was an option to be made, the wrong one was chosen. And I think there will be some quite serious questions directed to Jose Mourinho, because I think on a night where it was made for him to show that he is still a top coach at this level, he came up short.
Well, let's hear from one of the Tottenham players now, Dele Alli.
We had to show our maturity and, you know, fight, and we didn't do that and we were punished. So, like, yeah, I was missing some good players, but that's football, that happens. And when that happens, you know, this is Tottenham. You have to, the players that are coming in have to step up, and we haven't done that today, I think. You know, yeah, just gutted. I think I have to apologise to the fans, obviously, going out. They travelled all this way, and to go out and lose like that, they deserve better. We know this hasn't been a good season for us, but we can't hide now. We can't give up. We have to keep fighting in games like this, you know. It brings you down to reality, and reality is we're in a bad situation that we have to turn around, and we're the only ones that can do that. So, you know, the confidence is obviously gone at the minute, but big game at the weekend, and we have to pick ourselves up. We have to go again. As difficult as it's going to be, we have to turn this around, because, like you say, the reality is we're in a bad situation, and we're the only ones that can turn that around.
Searingly honest, that from Dele Alli, and fair play to him for fronting up and speaking shortly after full time. The Leipzig game was Jose Mourinho's 935th match as a coach. It is now the first time in his whole history as a coach that he's been winless in six matches in all competitions drawn 2, lost 4, Phil. This seems like a big moment. And remember, he was only appointed Tottenham manager in November. It isn't the type of impact that he or the club would have hoped for, clearly.
No, clearly not. He's found it difficult because of injuries. He's found it difficult maybe to impose his own style of play at the moment on the players. And they find themselves in a tough spot, as Dele Alli admitted with honesty. I still think they have the quality in the squad to turn things around. But when you look since the first leg, they've slipped to within 7 points now outside of the top four in the Premier League. They've got a huge task to try and qualify again for this competition next season. They've gone out of the FA Cup as well. Now the Champions League tonight. That dressing room, I think you could tell by the tone of voice, regardless of what Dele Alli was saying, needs a lift from somewhere. But Mourinho's track record does speak for itself. He's won trophies wherever he's been. We heard him speaking before this game that he will win trophies at Tottenham. He has no intention of them being the first club where it hasn't happened. But it could perhaps be his toughest job yet to do that, which I do think he didn't necessarily see coming when he took the job back in November.
Yeah, from Julian Nagelsmann's point of view and Leipzig, Kevin, you watch them a lot. Particularly in the Bundesliga. Do you think they are further ahead than they thought they would be in terms of the Champions League? I mean, they're now in the last eight.
Way ahead, because it's their first season under Nagelsmann. I think what we've seen in the Bundesliga is in big games against title rivals, they've been a bit more passive than that. They haven't quite put together a 90-minute performance. What was really interesting about tonight was that they were able to play with that maturity from start to finish. Mm. Yes, Tottenham were obliging in certain ways, but they still managed to get that job done. What we've seen in the Bundesliga is they'll have one good half and one bad half, and they might start badly and then Nagelsmann will make some changes and then they'll turn it around. They've looked a step short in the Bundesliga title race, and that's fine because they know that that's kind of where they are. In the Champions League, I think this is way ahead. Last eight is a huge achievement. But they will now think, well, hang on, we've produced this performance over two legs. Mm-hmm. We look pretty good in the group stage. Bring it on. We feel we can compete with the top teams. And with a coach like that, and with a style like that, there is no reason why they can't push some of the really established giants all the way. This is a very exciting team.
They're not necessarily popular amongst some other German football fans, Phil, but we saw the scenes in the stand at the end. A lot of these people who started watching them only 11 years ago, yeah. As Kevin said, in the fifth tier, I think they were almost pitching themselves to not just to be in the quarterfinals, but really for it to be so comfortable.
And why not? What a ride they've been on.
Yeah.
Soak it in, enjoy it, celebrate it, look forward to the next round because they have earned it. And I do think the fact that it is relatively new to this team works in their advantage. And Tottenham perhaps, and Mourinho in particular maybe, would have been more effective up against a more established European opponent that he's had previous experience of. I think when a team like Leipzig come in, the opponents, I know, the scouting system is such that, yes, they'll have watched them countless times, but until you've actually come up against them and faced them in a situation such as this, with the pressure such as this, you don't quite know what is coming. I think they've got that very much in their corner. They're utilising it, they're taking full advantage of it, and that's why they'll be dreaming that this run could continue yet further. I think there's real momentum building here.
The battle between tradition and modernity in German football is always going to be there. That's why they're never going to be universally popular. But there's a lot to like. A great coach who represents Germany in a terrific way, arguably the best young coach on the planet. A team that plays with incredible style, a team that gives young players the opportunity to shine and gives them the confidence to shine. They are representing Germany in a very good way. Not all German fans will like it, but they could not do a better job for the country in the way that they're playing.
And they are into the quarterfinal draw, which is in Neon. Next Friday, 10 days' time, the 20th of March, 12 o'clock Central European time. Let's move on to Atalanta's match at Valencia. Now, this one was played behind closed doors, and the Italians had a 4-1 lead from the first leg.
Ilicic, hands on hips in that blue and black striped shirt will stride forward left-footed, and he smacks it down the middle beyond the goalkeeper. And surely just 3 minutes into the second leg, that is surely Atalanta into the quarterfinals. Oh, here's a chance for Gamero inside the penalty area, sticks it beyond the goalkeeper, and Valencia are level on the night. A lot of work still to do, but Kevin Gamero has turned it home. Ilicic with his hands on hips, the first penalty he went straight down the middle, and that was enough to beat the goalkeeper. Here he goes again, left-footed into the corner. It's 2-1 on the night to Atalanta. 6-2 they lead on aggregate. Ferran Torres with a great cross, and it's headed in by Gamero from inside the six-yard box. And it's 2-2 on the night, and it's a long way back from here for Valencia. They still trail 6-3 on aggregate. Well, here's a chance for Ferran Torres through the middle, lobs the goalkeeper, and scores! And Valencia have another, and they lead 3-2 on the night. Pulls it back to Ilicic, edge of the box, onto his left foot, smacks it into the corner. A hat-trick for Josip Ilicic. And here's Ilicic, left-footed to make it 4-3. Atalanta on the night, his fourth goal of the game. And the Italian side now lead 8-4 on aggregate.
Ilicic joining an illustrious group of players to have scored four goals in a Champions League knockout stage match. Joe Shannon, you heard there, was your match commentator. Gianpiero Gasperini, how about this for understating it? I think we've got the hang of the Champions League. I think you might have done, yes.
Absolutely. Extraordinary performance. They're wonderfully well coached. Atalanta, so much belief. Every time they go forward, it seems to be coursing through their veins. Relentless on Valencia. And what impressed me the most about the performance, Chris, was, and I think this is what you have to say, is going to come down to the head coach and his philosophy and the way that he man-manages his players, is that even at 2-1 up, even at 4-3 up, they were still trying to score more. They were still going forward. They're thoroughly enjoying themselves. Remember, debutants in the UEFA Champions League. For a lot of the players in this Atalanta side, this is fresh, new territory. And they just seem to be loving every moment. And it's this endless array of attacking football, this dazzling kind of football that they play. They put 8 past Valencia over 2 legs. No mean feat. Can't wait to see how they get on in the quarterfinals already.
Yeah, and they just score goals. A few stats. Atalanta, the first Champions League debutants to reach the last 8 since Leicester 3 years ago. Atalanta, the first Italian debutants since Sven-Göran Eriksson's Lazio in the year 2000. And as a club, Kevin Hatchard, they last made it through to a European quarterfinal, 91. That was in the UEFA Cup. This is a very different level they are now reaching.
It's amazing. And when you think that Gasperini has changed the whole attitude of the football club, when he arrived, people were talking about staying in Serie A.
Yeah.
He asked the players, what do you expect is our maximum level that we can reach? And a lot of them said, avoiding relegation. And he's been able to make them believe not only in themselves. I mean, look at Ilicic. I mean, this is a guy who we've known had talent, hasn't really been able to bring that to bear on a consistent basis. Now he's an absolute world beater. Unbelievable performance tonight. And you look at his performances under Gasperini in general. Terrific football player, but he's actually performing on a consistent basis. And the scale of the achievement cannot be underestimated, because they just have done so very well.
And our monitor, I'm just watching him in the Man of the Match press conference, and he is patting the top of his trophy like it's his baby, and he never wants to.
Quite right.
What a performance, Joe Shannon. It was emotional at the end. The squad held up a shirt to the camera with the message which said, "Bergamo, this is for you. Never give up." It is in the part of Italy which is really suffering from the COVID-19 virus, which is one of the reasons that the game was played behind closed doors. In the group stage, when they went through on match day 6 in Ukraine, lots of Atalanta fans were back at the airport when they arrived in the middle of the night. Atalanta have had to tweet to say, please don't come out. We understand it's difficult. Please have small parties in your own homes. So they've really done it for their city and their people, even if they might not be able to celebrate it tonight in the way that they would love to do.
Yes, they have. Those were emotional scenes at the end when they were the players gathered out on the field of play in a big huddle. They held up, as you say, that blue and black striped shirt with the message for the people of Bergamo on the front of it. And it will mean a lot to those supporters back home. It was a special night, a special performance, of course, in very difficult circumstances. And of course, everybody would have loved to have seen the Mestalla full tonight. Had these circumstances been normal circumstances, of course, they're not. But I think a great message of solidarity from the Atalanta players with those supporters back home, the supporters who haven't been able to travel. And I think a great boost of positivity for them. They have a side that play with great vibrancy and great gusto, a side that are breaking their own records as a club all of the time, and are writing new history. And similarly to what Kev has been saying, you know, ever since Gasperini took charge back in June of 2016, things have changed. Records have been broken. Landmarks have been cleared. They made it into Europe for the first time in 27 years when they reached the Europa League, then third in Serie A the following season, now in the UEFA Champions League and into the quarterfinals. You know, they're pinching themselves with how good things are at the moment, Atalanta.
Joe, it's a magnificent achievement, but just going forward, one of the things that would perhaps concern me about their chances of going further is the defensive side of the game, because it's not just that they play with the abandon that they do, because that's what we like. We love seeing that. We love how many goals they score. I just wonder about them defensively, because they do look very, very vulnerable, and their best players are very much the attacking players, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, if they want to go further in the competition, they have to defend better than they've done, certainly in this second leg. They were missing the goalkeeper, Gallini, who's the regular goalkeeper. Sportiello made his UEFA Champions League debut, came in and didn't really convince. But defensively, absolutely key if they're to go any further. But whatever happens, it's been an historic campaign for them.
It has. Ladea have now scored 87 goals in 38 competitive games this wow. season. Crazy. And remember, they had 1 point from four group games as well. This will be one of the great stories if they go any further. Congratulations to Atalanta, who join Leipzig in the quarterfinal draw in 10 days' time. So, we've heard a bit from Gasperini, who said his team have got the hang of the Champions League. One man who's going no further in the competition is Jose Mourinho, and we can hear from him now.
Of course, I was very positive yesterday, and that's the way I have to be all the time. If I'm not positive, it's better not to come to the game. So yes, I was positive. Yes, I motivate the players, and yes, we all believe. But we know that in this moment is very, very difficult. They are a very, very strong side. And if I can be critical of some of my players with some mistakes that we did, I keep this for us, and I go to the globality, and they try to give what they can give, and that's it.
Jose Mourinho there. Well, his opposite number was a little happier. Here is Julian Nagelsmann.
Yeah, very happy. My team could deal well with the to be nervous in knockout stages games, because we're the first time in knockout stage, and it's not easy for a young team like mine that to play against Tottenham Hotspurs, the team who were in the final last season. They do not perform that well this season, but it's also a strong team. Doesn't matter if they have injured players. We have also injured players, so it's nearly the same, I think. And at the end, I'm happy that my guys had a good control, that they were self-confident, that they tried to play our way of playing soccer and deal with the thing to be nervous. It was great.
Nagelsmann there. By the way, when Jose Mourinho won the competition in 2004, the Leipzig boss, Julian Nagelsmann, was 16 years old, which makes me feel very old. But Phil, Nagelsmann's team were outstanding, and you've got some quotes from one of their key players.
Yeah, Dayo Upamecano putting it quite pertinently, I think, just saying we're so happy. It's a massive achievement for us as a team and for the club. He says we were great today and we deserve to win.
Well, it's a difficult question for you gents now, because we've got two teams who are going to be in the quarterfinals for the first time. Who do you think has the better opportunity to reach the semi-finals and maybe even the final?
Leipzig, absolutely. I think they're the more complete team. I think Atalanta, brilliant going forward. I think they will be exposed defensively.
I would echo that completely. I think all-round opportunity to progress, Leipzig. Entertainment-wise, Atalanta.
They could, of course, meet each other in the quarterfinals.
That'd be fun.
Then we definitely had a debutant in the semi-final in terms of never being in the last four. We've had a few great stories in the last couple of years. Ajax last year, Monaco 2017. We have another one in 2020 because both Atalanta and Leipzig are through. Congratulations to them. On Wednesday, we're back on air. Two more massive ties. Liverpool against Atletico at Anfield and Paris Saint-Germain against Borussia Dortmund at the Parc des Princes. But for now, thanks for listening. It's been a terrific evening on the Champions League radio show. Congratulations, as I mentioned, to Leipzig and Atalanta, who are through to this season's quarterfinals in the Champions League.
And here's Ilicic, left-footed to make it 4-3 Atalanta on the night. His fourth goal of the game. And the Italian side now lead 8-4 on aggregate.
In towards Schick. Tyler Adams tries to get his shot away. Strong challenge. Oh, and it's Thunton. It is 3-0 right at the finish. He's just come on. First touch, I think, for Emil Forsberg. And he's lasted in. Leipzig lead 3-0 on the night. 4-0 on aggregate.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.